not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jill Metter and Jimmy Clark.
How'd that feel?
Great. I haven't been over here in a long time. It's kind of fun.
Here you go.
I like it.
Wait a minute. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Yeah, you didn't do your thing.
Yeah.
I did my job.
It was a good weekend. I think some people, actually a lot of people in our listening area got rain over the weekend.
That's great. I know we got a little bit. I'm not real sure how much.
Yeah,
there was water sitting.
We got 591,000 at my house.
Okay.
Anyway, a lot of 4/10, and then last night another storm come through with our listeners around Woodward. Mm-hmm. Looks like they got some really good, fast, soaking rains.
We'll take it.
Anything in August. Yeah, and the temperatures today are unbelievable.
I know. I walked outside. It was 69 degrees. I was like, man, August, this feels nice. I could get used to this.
What are they? Are they still cool up north?
Yes. Way up at Freedom, it's 78. Slap Out is 79. Further down south, Cheyenne, home of the
secret weapon.
There's 79. Down at Mangum, 87. Even Altus is only 88. It's very, very cool. And then over in West Texas, it's still pretty cool too. Maybe if I can get it to load. There we go. Lipscomb is 79. Miami, 78. Down at Dozier, it's a little bit warmer, 86. And Wellington is 84. We'll take it. I mean, it's way better than 105 degrees by noon. So I'll take it.
Well, we got, did you have anything exciting happen over the weekend?
We weaned all of our calves. We got them weaned finally.
Right.
And so now it's just a
babysit
musical
and watch
of bawling at our house. Just
So are you fence line weaning, or do you got to separate them completely and bring them to the house or something?
So we separate heifers from bulls, and then we have another, this time we have another catch pen with the calves from the heifers that we're going to sell.
Oh, I
gotcha. That extra set that we've got.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, but they're all down there where we work our cattle at. We've got little catch pins right there. They're pretty decent size. So one with heifers.
Yeah, you sent me a picture this morning on Snapchat of there's always that one idiot.
Oh, my gosh. I went out there to check on them to make sure, you know, none of them had done anything stupid or silly, like getting their head stuck at a fence or something.
Right.
You know, calves. Stupid. But yeah, I went out there and there was one and he was standing in the hay ring on top of the hay eating hay, and I was like, you gotta be all upright in front of everybody. Just seriously,
king of the mountain. That's what
literally
we call it. That's what we call
it was funny. There's always one.
Mine are doing good that we were weaning out here. West Elk City, the last one bawled Friday morning. And no more bawling. Matter of fact, when I pulled in there yesterday, I stopped. The wind's out of I can't remember which way the wind was out of. Anyway, I was out of the north. I opened the door quietly. I was going to try to unlock the gate, and the chain dinged, and the heads come up, and here they came. So
they were ready.
Yeah, so anyway, but no, it's pretty good.
It is.
And my sister come in from Kansas City.
Oh, that's great.
For alumni.
Yeah?
They said they had over 1,200 people at the alumni.
Oh, my goodness.
That's got to be a record.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Anyway, yeah, so.
It was out there at the convention center, right?
Yep. Yeah. So, anyway,
awesome.
She come in. We went to Simon's Catch, and I used my Oklahoma beef points.
Oh.
So you check in at a place on the Oklahoma Beef Council deal. And Simon's Catch is one of the participating steakhouses.
Yeah.
I got 100 points for eating a steak.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
What, so. Do you get to turn in the points and get, like,
a
prize?
Yeah, it's all tallied up on this app they got or the page you go to. So it, I think it ends the end of August, September. I'm not sure. I had to correct myself on that one. But anyway, I'm not going 200 miles to eat a steak somewhere to get those points.
No, probably not.
Nope. And then so anyway, a pretty good weekend. All the cows stayed in. Didn't have any babies. My other landlord, he's having some odd date babies in the heat. And but anyway, speaking of babies and cattle and stuff, we're later on the show, we're going to talk about the very most importance of water,
yes,
especially clean water, and heat stress on cattle.
Yes, it's very important, especially this time of year.
Well, any hottest animal.
Yeah, it doesn't just have to be cattle.
Yeah, I mean, horses, goats, sheep.
Yeah, it could be anything.
I want to tell Western Oklahoma, I'm highly disappointed in you right now. I cannot believe somebody won't come over here to Elk City and talk to city manager Tom Ivester about bringing goats in here and being paid to graze their Elk Creek.
I know.
They had to get
paid to lend your goats.
Yeah. And they had to bring the first mile they did. I think I measured it. It was almost a mile. Mm-hmm. They had to get them people, 80 goats, out of Arkansas.
Yep.
And they got that mile done in a little over 2 weeks or right at 2 weeks. And the money's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it on air, but it's not bad. So if you got some goats and sheep out there, you want to get some free grazing?
You want to get paid for it?
Yeah.
Maybe look into that.
You need to check in with Tom Ivester here. It's pretty cool.
I mean, like it.
Yeah, I thought
automatic lawnmower.
So my my sister's friends with Tammy Ackerson. Anyway, they were over at their house Friday night, so I gave my sister and brother-in-law a kind of a little deal to mess with Tammy and David Ackerson. And anyway, I said, hey, when you see him, say you heard clear up in Kansas City there was goats in their backyard.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess my brother-in-law came over Saturday and said, Tammy brought it up, said they were so cute. Anyway, but that's a pretty good deal, because I hope I ain't spreading fake news here, but I think Tom said they had like 20 miles to do of total.
It's a lot.
So anyway, man, I'm not
going
to go buy any goats and sheep to do this. I don't have time right now, but man, if you got 40 or 50 sheep and you want to feed them and free and get paid to do it and just put up some hot wires.
And they're in a fenced-in area. It's not like they're going to just run off.
Right.
Like they're
well, you have to put up your own fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, and have a guardian dog out there in case one of the neighborhood cats comes creeping by.
Yeah.
Yeah. You won't creep no more. Well, what happened overnight?
A lot. Apparently, it's Monday, you know. We got to catch up over the weekend. Soybeans plunged in overnight trading amid calls for cool, wet weather in much of the U.S. Corn Belt this week, while grains were buoyed by concerns about the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. Rain is forecasted for several areas of the U.S. Corn Belt this week. Precipitation is expected in much of South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, among other states, in the next 3 days, according to the data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association. That's a mouthful. The heaviest rain in the next 72 hours is projected to fall in eastern Missouri, southern Illinois, and southern Indiana. In the Black Sea region, tensions continue to ramp up as the war between Russia and Ukraine, both major shippers of wheat, corn, and other agricultural products. Russian Black Sea port of Novorossiysk. We're just going to go with Nova, because I don't know how to pronounce that, was closed temporarily after a drone attack allegedly damaged a naval vessel over the weekend. Ukrainian officials said they launched the attack on the port city from which grain and oil are exported, further raising concerns about shipments of agricultural products out of the Black Sea. Russia exited the Black Sea Grain Initiative last month, saying its demands weren't being met and said vessels sailing from Ukrainian ports would be subject to attacks. Ukraine countered by saying Russian vessels in the area would be fair game. Russian forces bombed ports and destroyed infrastructure along the Danube River in Ukraine. Why are they going to make it so complicated to pronounce things?
It's a language thing.
Several buildings and other structures were destroyed in the bombings. Here we go. This is where we get to the good stuff. Soybeans for November delivery dropped 24¼ cents to $13.09 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $6 to $391.70 a short ton, while soy oil fell 83 cents to $60.69 a pound. Wheat futures for September delivery jumped 12¾ cents to $6.45¾ a bushel, while Kansas City futures added 11¼ cents to $7.63¾ a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery were down 1 cent to $4.94¾ a bushel. There's your update. That was a lot. I don't know how you do that every day.
No.
The numbers, I'm like over here like.
Slow down.
Yeah, I'm a fast talker in case y'all didn't realize. I like to talk fast.
You heard me.
Yeah. Well, speculators reduced their net long positions, bets on higher prices in corn and beans in the 7 days that ended on August 1st. According to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, investors held a net 12,675 future contracts in corn, down from 25,054 a week earlier. Money managers have bounced from being bullish to bearish on corn in the past couple months due to geopolitical uncertainties in the Black Sea region and uncertain weather affecting crops globally. In wheat, speculators reduced their net longs in hard red winter wheat to 17,633 contracts from 23,446 a week earlier. Investors increased their net short positions bets on lower prices in soft red winter futures to 57,020 contracts last week, up from 42,109 contracts. The report provides positions held by commercial traders or those using futures to hedge their physical assets, non-commercial traders or money managers. Also, flood watches and hazardous weather outlooks have been issued for parts of northern Illinois and Indiana as scattered storms roll through the area, according to the National Weather Service. Heavy rainfall in the next 24 hours may lead to flooding in areas along waterways. Scattered showers will continue across central Illinois through the morning along with isolated thunderstorms. Severe storms are not expected, but locally heavy rain in excess of an inch per hour is possible in the strongest storms. In southern Illinois and southeastern Missouri, downpours will be brief but heavy this morning and afternoon. More storms are possible in the area each day this week. Multiple rounds of severe weather with damaging winds are possible, according to the National Weather Service, and heavy rain and flash flooding are also serious concerns.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey,
what happened?
I get to correct myself.
You do?
I get to take it all back.
Okay.
So, yesterday, Jana and Johnny Brown unloaded some goats in the creek.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Yay. They're locals.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, they're by the police station.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so anyway, I stand corrected. I wasn't
there.
Misinformed by the city manager. I wasn't informed.
Okay.
Anyway, but I'm sure there's room for more goats.
Oh, always. There is so much grass that needs to be eaten in there. Well, let's take a OCA break because today is the OCA Happy Cap Hour. And we will have a little bit on them when we come back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back to the OCA Happy Cap Hour. I have your West Texas weather for you today, and I picked McLean, Texas. It is 83 degrees in McLean. Heat index is 82. Humidity is 43%. Dew point is 58. Wind is out of the southeast at 11 miles an hour. Wind gusts are going to get up to 23 miles an hour today. That's a big difference. Your month-to-date precipitation is only 0.03 inches because it's the beginning of the month. No red flag minutes today. No sub-freezing minutes today. I wouldn't hope so. And your 8-inch soil temperature is 85 degrees. What you got over there on our OCA, friends?
Well, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has become one of my favorite associations. 10 head or 10,000 head, it don't matter. Cow-calf stockers or feeders. Selling at the sale barn, retaining ownership, or marketing retail. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has something for everyone. As cattle producers, we all have many of the same goals in mind. Profitability, stewardship, feeding the world with integrity, and protecting our resources and livelihood for generations to come. To become a member or to learn about ways to get more involved, go to OKCattleman.org. And you know, they put out this really cool magazine every month.
Oh, look at that pretty picture on the front. I love the pictures on the front of magazines.
Oklahoma Cowman magazine. So when you join, within a month or two, when you're reading the magazine, don't be surprised when you get towards the back 25%, you don't find your name in there. New member.
That's good to know.
So I'm saving this, and this is the one I was in.
Oh.
Yeah, but what's cool, I was reading through there, and that same time period that I joined, there was a lot of people from Western Oklahoma joined that month, or
really?
In that time period. I don't know if they go by the month, but there's also people from Arkansas and Texas in here. There was from Booker, Texas, and there was some people in here from Fort Smith, Arkansas. So you don't have to be an Okie to be a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association.
I did not know that. I thought you had to be from Oklahoma.
No,
well,
you
that's
don't.
That's nice to know.
Nope, you don't.
Anybody can pretty much join.
Exactly, exactly
that's
right.
Nice.
So anyway,
Well, we have a question for the text line, and the text line is open. I, yet again, forgot to mention that at the very beginning, and that's the one thing I always forget. But you can text in at 580-225-9697. We have a question. More like, if you answer, I don't know what you get. You get a gold star.
You get a gold star.
Yeah.
And if you want your name mentioned, we'll type your name
type
in with
your
answer.
Yes. But the question is, how many gallons of water does a cow drink on a day where it's about 95 degrees outside?
Yep.
Because we're going to talk about water here in just a little bit and about heat stress. So answer that question. You might get a gold star. I don't know.
Yeah. Silver stars are prettier.
Oh. That's like second place, though. Gold is first place.
Let's go with blue. That's first.
Okay, whatever. In case y'all haven't noticed, today's kind of bittersweet, I guess. I don't really know. Today is Jimmy and I's last day in the studio together.
Yeah, it's not her last day in the studio.
It's not my last day. It's our last day together. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, you've been really sweet.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah. Anyway, and I hope you're still not mad at me for Friday.
No, I'm good.
God, I wish I'd have had a camera on your expression.
My dad told me, he said, man, I wish I would have just been waiting to take the picture when you turned around because your face was priceless.
It was great. Oh. Anyway, yeah, so now we gotta start looking for the next Jill Metter.
Oh, I don't think they can be labeled as me.
No, but the next helper, how's that?
Yeah.
The next day in ag assistant.
Partner in crime.
Yeah, partner in crime.
We'll call it that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Jancy and I started, was the partner in crime stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's the updated prices on the grain market right now? And livestock, and feeders.
Well, everything's kind of in the red, pretty much. I mean, yeah, pretty much, except for hard red winter wheat. That's about it. That's the only thing that's in the green. Corn for September is $4.83. Corn for December, $4.96. Soybean for August, $14.15. Soybean for September, $13.43. Soybean for November, $1,300. Soybean meal for August, $4.41. For September, $4.18. Soybean oil for August, $66.70. For September, $64.13. Man, I think I should have brought my glasses. Hard red winter wheat for September is $7.70. For December is $7.85. For September,
funny.
Just stop. For September is $4.17. For December is $4.36. Down here for cotton, I'm going to do this right because I asked Jimmy about it before the show started. Cotton for October is 85 cents a pound, and for cotton for December is 84 cents a pound. And it's everything's in the red, even live cattle. Live cattle for August, $180.15 for October, $181.67 for December, $185.97. Feeder cattle for August is $248.15. Feeder cattle for September is $252. And lean hogs for August is $101.62. And for October, $85.47.
Well, I have the report, the USDA Oklahoma Weekly Cattle Auction Summary, and 17,595 head sold last week, compared to 21,599 the week before, and it was 31,000 last year. Feeder cattle made up 88.3%, slaughter cattle 9.9%, and replacement cattle 1.9%. That's here in Oklahoma. A few of the numbers for overall prices from all over the state, not just here in our local area. Looks like these are all going to be weaned numbers. I didn't do the unweaned. I will tell you that I did research it, and there's 10 to 15 cents difference a pound in unwinged versus winged now. Cool. So anyway, that's what's happening. 300 pound, the 3 to 4 weights that we had an average of 383, we're bringing anywhere from 235 to 330 with average price 312.49, which is pretty good. 5 to 6 weights, average weights 525, 264 to 301, 283.93 was average. On 6 weights, 6 to 7 weights is 614 average weight, big number there, 200 head from around the state, 250 to 280, 264.77 was the average. And then I skipped all of the 7 weights and went straight to the 8 weights. In the 8 to 9 weights, 830 average weight, 201 to 245, that's a pretty good number, 241.07 was average for some 830 pounders. So do the math. Pretty good. On the heifers, four weights, 235 to 277.50. Five weights was 225 to 262. Seven weights was 205 to 239. And then we'll skip all the other stuff and get right to the cows. I can find. I don't have a computer over here, so I'm making my own computer.
We just have a lot of papers.
At least I'm not reading it off the iPhone. On slaughter cows, quite a few head in Oklahoma last week. Looks like almost 300 head sold on the breaker side. Anywhere from 1310 to 1512 was the weight. Anywhere from 112.15 was the cheapest to 125.10. That's pretty nice. On boner cows, about 500 head, weighing anywhere from 946 to 1262, bringing anywhere from 106.24 to 118.15. And it looks like 126 was the highest boner cow. Lean cows were anywhere from 924 to 1145, bringing anywhere from 102.62 to 113.53. And then the bulls, ones and twos. Weighing anywhere from 1251 to 1794 was bringing anywhere from 1181 to 134.57 average price. 144 was the highest selling bull. That's why you can go out and spend $5,000 on a good bull and use him for 5 years and come back and get 3/4 of your money back.
Yeah.
As long as you feed him good.
Yeah.
So bred cows were, there was probably 60 bred cows sold that was reported last week from the sale barns, anywhere from 1350 to 1950. And then on cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones, 150 pounds or less, 1700. There wasn't a whole lot of those. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones, 150 to 300-pound calves on them, anywhere from 1535 to 2700 bucks. And cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones, with 300-pound calves or bigger, $2,100 to $2,300. Pretty good cow market.
It's pretty great right now. Hey, let's take a quick OCA break, and then when we come back, we are actually going to talk about water and heat stress. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This season, armyworm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Armyworms, you're out of here. Learn more at corteva.us/lumavia CPL.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
If you ask me, people who mistreat the elderly should be horsewhipped with a horsewhip. Some sorry human specimen stole an elderly woman's medicine. We're not talking about vitamin C or ibuprofen. It was medicine she needed to keep living a normal life. It was getting late in the day, and she needed to take her medicine. So she called her doctor in a panic. Her doctor called the pharmacy and explained what had happened. The pharmacy was actually about to close, and delivery had technically stopped for the day. But they told the doctor they would absolutely fill the prescription and take the medicine to the woman. The doctor's the one who told that story I just told you. That doctor was impressed with the pharmacy. Let me ask you something. If the same thing happened to your mom or to your grandma, who would you want her pharmacy to be? In this case, good thing it was Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City.
Sugar Creek Casino presents the Bellamy Brothers return to the Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center on Friday, August 18th.
If I said you have a beautiful body, would
The Bellamy Brothers live at Sugar Creek Casino.
Give me a redneck girl.
Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Just let your love flow.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 28th. 1,039 head were sold, 3 head of steers at 258, brought 320, 6 at 345, brought 312, 9 at 507, brought 292, 8 at 572, brought 276, 4 at 658, brought 260, 6 at 742, brought 245, 5 at 757, brought 220, 6 head of heifers at 304, brought 266, 3 at 430, brought 256, 13 at 561, brought 247.50, 6 at 581, brought 230, 5 at 604, brought 250, 4 at 613, brought 232, 3 at 985, brought 179, butcher cows were 74 to 130, butcher bulls brought 109 to 135, bred cows were 900 to 2075, pairs brought 600 to 2900, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095, that's 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ooh. That actually scared me a little bit.
You were deep into that.
I was looking at the screen, man. I was doing my job. Yeah.
All right, here's your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast. I picked the big city of Buffalo, Oklahoma. Currently at 78. Feels like 78. Dew point 62, humidity's 58. Keep baling that hay. Oh, wait, they got a bunch of rain last night. Anyway, beat a little bit wet. Winds out of the southeast at 2 miles an hour. Today, partly sunny, 85 for a high. Tonight, you have a 60% chance of thunderstorms, so another round coming in. 90 tomorrow, 30% chance of showers tomorrow night. 90 Wednesday, 95 Thursday. Thursday night, 20% chance of storms, and Friday, 96, and then again Friday night, 20% chance of showers.
Rain. We don't see that very often in August.
All right. Question for you.
Question.
Your cowgirl, cow lady, let me rephrase that.
I'm both.
Yeah. How important is water to your cattle?
Very important. It's so important that in the winters, when it's frozen, you got to go out and break the ice.
Right.
And it's important in the summers that they have more than one source, especially if they're in a big pasture, so that they're not walking so far to get it.
Right. Yeah, it does help.
Yes.
And I know I haul water until sometime in June,
mm-hmm.
and it stinked.
Yeah.
It stunk.
Yeah.
And so, but the cows got to have it.
It's very important, especially to cooling them off, especially when it's hot.
Well, this is from somebody. Written from somebody you're probably going to meet when you head to Stillwater here in a few weeks. Mark Z. Johnson, Oklahoma State University Extension beef cattle breeding specialist. Water is the most important nutrient. An adequate supply of clean, fresh water is a critical component of maintaining healthy, productive cattle. And I know you guys are all going, we know this. But there's some facts that he wrote in here I bet you don't know. So anyway, stick with me on this story.
I'm sticking.
At this time of the year in Oklahoma, managing your cattle's water supply is more important than ever. Water accounts for at least 50% of your cattle's live weight. I didn't know. I knew it was close, but not exact. But water is required to transport nutrients through the blood, maintain cellular structure, regulate temperature, and much more. In order for livestock to maximize feed intake and production, they need daily access to plentiful water and or acceptable quality also. Anyway, water is also critical for cattle dealing with stress. Insufficient water intake lowers cattle performance more dangerously than any other nutrient deficiency. And I think I got a good case of that or example of that. So when we're in a drought like we have been on and off for the last 3 or 4 years, up till 15 and 16 when things kind of got relieved from the 2011 drought, you know, there's a lot of ponds out there really low, and there was mud holes. When it gets down to that, guys, it's time to get your cattle, start hauling some water into a tank, because that water is worthless.
Yeah.
And if you notice your cattle output wasn't very good, well, there's your reason. So knowledge of water requirements of cattle is necessary when designing water supply systems where the water supply may be limited or the delivery system restricts access in times of heavy use. Although quite a bit of data is available on the water intake of growing and finishing cattle, little information is available in published literature for mature beef cows. Here's some factors to influence the daily water. During warm months, the daily temperatures and humidity have dramatic effect on heat stress and water intake. The Cattle Comfort Index, available through the Oklahoma Medicine, can be used to monitor heat stress or cold stress in beef cattle. So you guys out there with them flip phones, go ahead and update them to some iPhones or and you can monitor theirs. Or at least call somebody. Hey, what's the heat stress going on?
Yeah.
I mean, because you're stressed, I mean, your cattle might be worse. So anyway, the Cattle Comfort Index is calculated using ambient temperature, humidity, wind speed, precipitation, and sunlight. At temperatures above 40 degrees Fahrenheit, increased water consumption is going to happen. Milk produced by beef cows is about 88% water. Do you know that? Or do
I
you think it was all milk?
I thought it was all milk.
of course. Anyway, that's one of the facts. Dry matter content of feeds as consumed. Water requirements can be met to some extent by the moisture content of feeds consumed. So here's your example, because you gave me that look. For example, cattle grazing young vegetative forage at 20 to 35% dry matter will meet a higher proportion of water needs than cattle grazing seeded or mature forage, which is 75 to 90% dry matter. So the drier the matter, the thirstier the cattle.
Cows are.
Yeah. Last but not least here, here's some key points. For each 10-degree increase in temperature above 40 degrees, cattle need about 1 gallon more water per day.
Wow.
So for each additional gallon of milk produced, cows will need an additional gallon of water per day. High moisture feeds contribute to water intake. The drier the feed consumed, the more drinking required. These are really cool headphones.
Oh, yeah, I have to deal with them every day. Now you know how I feel.
Yeah. So, did you get anybody text in?
I had one person.
What'd they say?
1 gallon per 100 pounds.
Okay. That might not be too far off.
No.
So, here you go. A dry cow that weighs 1,100 pounds.
Okay.
If the temperature is 40 degrees, she will consume 8.2 gallons of water per day. 65 degrees, she's going to consume 10.8 degrees. If it's 90 degrees, at 90 degrees, what?
14?
It's close, 13.4. Oh, okay. 13.4. Now, that's a dry cow.
Right.
All right, so let's go with a 1,300-pound dry cow. Basically, it's a gallon more per day. So it's actually a half a gallon per hundred weight, according to this from OSU. So she, whoever that was, not too far off. Okay, here we go. Wet cow. 1,300-pound cow that's producing 15 pounds of milk per day is going to consume at 40 degrees 12.2 gallons, at 65 degrees 17.1 gallons, and at 90 degrees, almost 20 gallons of water a day.
Oh, wow.
And then a 1,500-pound mama cow that's producing 35 pounds of milk, 16.3 at 40 degrees, 18.8 on 65 degrees, and almost 22 gallons of water per day at 90 degrees.
Wow.
So, and when she's got a calf on her.
That's a lot of water. That's way more than I thought.
Yeah. I've heard anywhere from 20 to 50 gallons. But, you know, when you go up there and you got a cow that's down, like, that's where I notice it. When you got a cow that's down and paralyzed or whatever, I had one there, Reba, my cow there, a heifer there 2 or 3 years ago, I'd bring that big 10-gallon deal up there and fill it full of water with a water hose, mm-hmm. and she'd reach over the mouth, and she'd slurp that whole 10 gallons down like it was nothing.
Yep.
And I'd put her some more in there. She'd slurp that down. So, I mean, she was laying there, and we had shade on her, but it was still hot.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Well, I remember when we showed heifers, we would go to, you know, Fall State Fair, and they're in a barn that's shaded, and they're staying. They've got fans on them, and yet when we would bring the water bucket up to them to let them drink, they would suck that thing down so fast, man. I mean, they were cool off mostly, but I mean that heat.
Well, that's funny. You brought up showing heifers. Guess what's happening?
Something about showing heifers.
Beckham County Free Fair.
The Free Fair.
You can find this information I got on the Beckham County OSU Extension Facebook page. But anyway, it's not that far away. And I got to call Greg and get an update on this because it's September, Thursday through Saturday, September 7th through 9th. And of course it's a county fair, but the only thing I didn't see on the schedule is when the cantaloupes and all the produce come in and stuff like that. They got poultry, they got all the animals and plus the chickens, but I didn't see, because I know I've seen some guys or some kids show some water or display some watermelons stuff like that.
I've seen all kinds of different produce in there that you can enter.
So I'll find out from Greg what's happening with that deal, but that's coming up. And if you want your county fair announced on the show, get a hold of me. Get a hold of me. Facebook's easy, or jimmy@kecofm.com is my email. If you'll email the information to you, I promise you I'll get it on the radio.
Well, we're already running out of time here. This is crazy. It always goes by so fast when there's two of us on here. Well, we're gonna take a quick break.
Heat stress.
And then when we come back, I'm gonna talk about the importance heat stress on top of our water topic.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know, you know, what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers, or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
You worked, and you sweat, and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, WallEquip.com. WallEquip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with Southstar JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back to the OCA Happy Calf Hour. Jimmy has your Hobart Farm and Garden Lone Ranger forecast for you.
I'm going to do Eric.
Eric America.
Eric. Anyway, currently it's 88. Feels like 88. Dew point is 60, humidity is 40%, the winds are out southeast at 6 miles an hour, no 24-hour rainfall, and we got today 92, tonight 40% chance of rain, tomorrow it's hot 101, Wednesday it's hot 100, Thursday it's hot 101, Friday it's even hotter, 105, but then Friday night, little bit of chance of thunderstorms.
A little tiny bit.
So there's your Hobart Farm and Garden.
What's the forecast for next Monday in Stillwater? Because that's when I move in. And I don't hope it's not going to be 105 degrees.
Hang on. Snowing.
Great. Even better.
Is there a mezzanine at Stillwater?
I would think so, but.
There
no,
is.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
It only goes to Friday on this map.
Oh, boo. Your map is not fun. No. Well, luckily, I move in at, 8:30 in the morning, so yeah. Hopefully it'll be
pretty cool. When's your first class?
Not till a whole nother week after. I'll be there for a whole week.
Aren't you miss on the schedule stuff?
Oh, I like to get all nice in my routine and figure everything out. That way, on the first day of classes, I'm not running around acting like I don't, like a chicken with my head chopped off, not knowing what I'm doing.
All I know is I want you to really buddy up with your roommate, and we need to get her to come on the show a couple times.
I'm trying to get her to come home with me
for
Labor Day weekend. So if we want to record something, that could possibly happen.
So if you guys don't know, tell everybody who your roommate is.
My roommate, oh my gosh, I could brag about her for hours. Yeah. I love her so much. Her name is Claire Duncan, and she is our Oklahoma FFA state reporter.
And she's from where? Chickasha?
She's from Chickasha. She's originally, we grew up together here in Elk City, went to elementary school together. We were really great friends. And then her family moved to Chickasha when we were in, fifth grade. And we've just
stayed
in contact ever since.
Right.
So,
well, you guys should have a really good influence on each other.
I'm excited. We should have a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a reporter, so she knows everything.
I know. And she's an ag communications major just like I am. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to mess this up. I know I got the right last name. So my father-in-law and mother-in-law, we were talking on the phone either this morning or yesterday. I think it was yesterday. So from Garber, if you meet this girl in your class, her last name's Boyer.
Okay.
And I'm not going to guess her first name. She's from Garber. Anyway, she's going to be taken at communications, too.
Oh, well, wonderful.
Cool.
We may have to run into each other.
So you know where Garber is?
I've heard of it. I'm not real familiar
where Billings is?
Heard of that one, too. Not real familiar.
Let me narrow this down to where everybody can find it.
Okay.
You know when you're traveling from Oklahoma City to Wichita on I-35?
Yes.
You know where the Dairy Queen truck stop is?
Is it past Stillwater?
It's right at the Stillwater turnoff.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, boom. It's just
go
west.
Okay.
Go west, young lady.
Go west instead of east. Got it. Yeah. You just go
from
down the other
Dairy Queen truck stop.
Okay, well, that's good to know. She doesn't have as long of a drive as I do then.
Yeah.
Hey, well, as much as water is important to cattle, heat stress is also. Heat stress is caused by a combination of environmental factors, including temperature, relative humidity, solar radiation, air movement, and precipitation. During the summer, we need to assess the heat stress that cattle are under. Cattle on pasture are not as susceptible to heat stress as feedlot cattle because they have the ability to seek shade, water, and air movement to cool themselves. In addition, radiant heat from dirt or concrete surface is increased for feedlot cattle. At temperatures above 80 degrees Fahrenheit, cattle can endure physiological stress trying to deal with their heat load. Although cattle at this temperature are not at risk of dying, they will have an increased maintenance requirement to cope with the heat. Compared to other animals, cattle can't dissipate their heat load very effectively. Cattle do not sweat effectively and rely on respiration to cool themselves. Anytime the temperature humidity index is above 80, cattle will be under heat stress. Just as importantly, when overnight temperatures are above 70 degrees Fahrenheit, cattle will have increased heat stress as well. So here are some things you can do to minimize heat stress. In the summer months, cattle should be worked only early in the morning. Working and handling cattle will elevate their body temperature, and cattle should not wait in processing areas longer than 30 minutes when it is hot. Do not work cattle in the evening, even if it has cooled off. It is not recommended. Cattle's core temperature peaks 2 hours after peak environmental temperature. It also takes at least 6 hours for cattle to dissipate their heat load. Therefore, if peak temperature occurred at 4 p.m., cattle will not have recovered from the heat load until after 12 a.m., and it will be later than that before cattle have fully recovered from the entire day's heat load. And provide ample amounts of cool, clean water. The water requirements of cattle increase during heat stress. Cattle lose water from increased respiration and perspiration.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta go.
Okay, got it. Additionally, consumption of water is the quickest method for cattle to reduce their core body temperature. Rule of thumb is that cattle need 3 inches of linear water space per head during the summer. Extra water tanks should be introduced prior to extreme heat events so that cattle become accustomed to them. Multiple cattle need to be able to drink at the same time. Waters need to be kept clean and cool, and it's even better if they are not directly exposed to the sun. Shade is critical, especially for black cattle, which is what most of us have around in this area. To be effective, there needs to be 20 to 40 square feet of shade per animal. If using a mechanical shade structure, an east-west orientation will permit the ground under the shade will remain cooler. However, if the mud is an issue, then a north-south orientation will increase drying as the shade moves across the ground during the day. The height of the shade structure should be greater than 8 feet tall to allow sufficient air movement under the shade. Increasing the airflow can help cattle cope with extreme heat events. Wind speed has been shown to be associated with the ability of cattle to regulate their heat load. Although we cannot influence wind speed, we can ensure that there are no restrictions to air movement, such as hay storage, tall vegetation, or windbreaks. And lastly, control the flies. Biting flies cause cattle to bunch up, which decreases cooling. Minimizing breeding areas for flies and applying insecticides decrease fly population prior to heat stress is a valuable management practice. So there's a few things that you can do to help minimize heat stress on your cattle.
Yeah, I think I've seen something on Successful Farming or Ag Daily or one of the websites this morning where there's already been a reported 135-40 head of cattle have died in the last couple of weeks. Don't sound like much, but at today's prices,
yes, that sounds good.
That's a lot. And you know, we had the feedlot disaster last year, and they seen it coming.
Yep.
And they were buying water tanks and sprinklers and stuff. And when cattle cannot cool down at night, and the heat hits them again at daybreak, it's just a bad deal. Mm-hmm. And then these were in the feedlot, and they're on high protein diet. It's just one of those things that happen.
Yep.
Take care of them.
They need to make sure they have shade, lots of water.
I'm kind of making some of the farmers and ranchers in a good way. Don't take me wrong here. When they're out clearing trees and stuff on their property to clean their properties up, and then they take all the trees out, and then I always drive by and I kind of giggle. I don't say, well, what are they going to do for their cattle? I don't giggle. I just say, well, you're going to have to build a barn now.
Yeah, we're going to have to build a shed. Well, where we live, we don't have any trees.
Right.
Like, none. It's just bare. So we have a shed in our bigger pasture where our cattle are, and then we have lots of sheds up by our pens where our
the calves are
now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because they look pretty comfortable then you sent that picture.
Oh, yeah. They're chilling out. They're just hanging out.
Yeah,
except for the bawling. I really don't like that part.
Yeah. Well, my last one bawled finally Friday.
Oh, well, that's good.
And they ain't bald since. They're just, where's Jimmy? Where's that LNC feed from SEI Agritech you've been bringing us? Maxi-gang.
Nice. Well, ours will probably get over it by Wednesday, probably. They'll just be like, okay.
Is that maybe why you're yawning?
Yes.
Or your eyes are tired?
My eyes are very tired. So, I think it's the allergies. They're very dry. They feel very dry today. Allergies kicked my butt.
Yep, and they're doing it. Anyway, I think we got everything covered today.
Yeah, it's great. Did
I forget something? I got OSU Beckman County, didn't I?
Yep, you did.
I got that.
Well, it was nice knowing you.
Really? You've been saving that, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
I'm gonna dial you Thursday and Friday.
Okay, you do that.
I'm just going to blow up the text line.
All right. Y'all have a great day out there. God bless.
Kick it into overdrive.
Cool.
This is KECO Elk City.
To prison. I'm Kevin Uretsky, Fox News. Former Minneapolis police officer, Tu Tao, sentenced to 4 years and 9 months today on